Thank you, David, for introducing that film to us. The video, or the movie series, is called H2O. Jesus said to the people of his day, and he's saying that today, he said, "If any of you are thirsty, come to me and drink. I'm the river," in John 7:37. And he said, "Come unto me and drink." He said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes on me will never thirst." And so you can sense the power of the video and the Word of God that has been explained in a very conservation manner, as it were, conversation rather. And you and I are called to God to invite our neighbors to come on Tuesday, the 11th of October. I'm going to invite two neighbors. And in the boldness of what God has given you, you need to say, "Hey, Gerald, how about coming out on Tuesday? There's a movie at the church, and there's a free dinner, and we can sit there. You'll enjoy it." The film's about 25 minutes. Some are 30, like this was 32, I believe it was. So I invite you to invite your friends to come and to invest in that. And now, in regards to the subject of adoption, I'm just going to draw a couple of scriptures, and if you have your Bible, I'm going to ask you to go to, first of all, go to the book of Romans. In Romans chapter 8, we read some words about adoption. Now, the good thing, as you know, that I'm schooled on the archaic King James language, and probably 99% of you are with the NIV. The NIV, for some reason, has chosen not to include the word adoption that is so prevalent in the Greek in a couple of prime passages. They have included in one, for instance, Ephesians 1:5, but they've missed it. So I have got before me, I've got the King James kind of in my head, and I've got before me the New Living Translation. And I'm just going to ask God's blessing on this as we look at it. Would you pray with me? Father, in these last moments of the service, we ask for your presence to continue to be real to everyone's heart, and that you might let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. You are our Lord and our strength, our Redeemer, our Father. And thanks for loving us so, in Christ's name. Amen. So in Romans 8 and verse 14, it says, "Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God, and you should not be like cowering, fearful slaves. You should behave instead like God's very own children, adopted into his family, calling him Abba Father," or "Father, dear Father. For his Holy Spirit speaks to us deep in our hearts and tells us we are God's children. And since we are his children, we will share his treasures. We'll be heir with God, joint heirs with Christ. Everything God gives to his son Christ, he will give to ours. We will share his glory, but we must share as well his suffering." Now, the other passage, if you go to Galatians chapter 4, it talks about Jesus leaving heaven, and that's a couple thousand years ago, and coming to this earth. And Galatians 4 and verse 4, it calls it the fullness of the time. Galatians 4 and 4. "When the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so he could adopt us as his very own children. And because you Gentiles," that's you and I, "we have become his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, And now you can call God your dear father. So you're no longer a slave, but you're God's own child. And since you are his child, everything he has belongs to you. Last Sunday morning, we heard Jesse, who's sitting over here. Jesse was baptized. And Jesse spoke of his mom and his daddy, Rhonda and Roger. They adopted him into their family. And then Jesse, of course, asked Jesus in his life, and he was adopted into the family of God. And he told you about that. So as the video spoke on, Paul uses adoption to illustrate the believer's new relationship with God. And in Roman culture, the adopted person lost all rights with his former family and gained all rights into the family in which he was adopted. He became full heir to the father's estate. And likewise, when we became a Christian, it says the Spirit himself in Romans 8:16 tells us we're children of God. And if we're children, then we're heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Christians are the richest people in the entire world because all of the unsearchable riches of Christ are yours because you have called on the name of Jesus Christ to become a child of God. The Bible says, as many as will receive him, to those he gives authority to become children of God, to those who will believe on his name. Now, there is a difference between receiving and believing. Probably every one of you here today has an intellectual knowledge and you believe in God. But maybe there's some of you here this morning and you have never received Christ into your heart. I gave my wife a beautiful ring on a wintry day in Winnipeg. And it was about 40 below. And I got that ring and I told Sandy I loved her. And I said, honey, will you be my wife? And she said, yes. But she didn't have the ring yet. She had to have the ring. She believed I had a ring for her. She believed I loved her. But until she got the ring on her finger, it wasn't a reality. And do all of you have the moment where you can remember you received Christ into your heart and you became a child of God? Adoption is the act of God whereby he makes us members of his family. And so I am a member of the family of God by virtue of my sin that was paid for by Christ on the cross. And he came to me and adopted me into his family. I received him into my heart. If the choice of a son was left up to us, if we were that couple looking through the nursery or the orphanage, who would we choose? Most of us would probably say, well, we want a healthy, handsome, beautiful child. God doesn't do that. God doesn't do that. Can you believe it? God chooses people who are utterly unlike himself. He chooses the people that you know at work that are cursing and swearing and having affairs and committing adultery and cursing God. God chooses those kind of people. And so he offers this adoption to people who have made a mess out of their lives. The privileges of being adopted, let me cover them. First of all, the cost of my adoption was pretty big. It cost God his only son and his only son's blood. You see, it says in Galatians, God sent forth his son, created, as it were, through a woman. He was under the law. And all the law that condemns me, because all of us have sinned, the law condemns me. The law said, the soul that sins, it shall die forever. And Christ fulfilled the law, and he gave to us his righteousness on the cross when he died. And so the cost, I've been bought by Jesus Christ so he could redeem me as a child. Secondly, because I believe in his name. The name of the Lord's a strong tower. And it says we run into that name and we're safe. But there's no other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. So Paul said to the Philippian jailer, he said, believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. My name has been recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. There's a book in heaven. It's the Lamb's Book of Life. Now get this. By nature, nobody's name is in it. By nature, God is not our Father. Jesus said to the Jews in John 8:44, you are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. You see, you and I, Ephesians 2:3 says, by nature we're children of wrath. The wrath of God is poured out upon those who don't believe. But the love of God reaches out and says, let me adopt you. Let me adopt you into my family. So there's an old hymn. I remember it. And it said, I once was an outcast stranger on earth, a sinner by choice, an alien by birth, but I've been adopted, my name's written down, an heir to a mansion, a robe, and a crown. I'm a child of the King, a child of the King. With Jesus, my Savior, I'm a child of the King. And also the gift of being adopted is, I received the Holy Spirit. Galatians 4 says, because now you're a child of God, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. And so it tells me the adopted child possesses the Spirit of God, but the adopted child is told again and again he is a child of God. The Holy Spirit in Romans 8:16 tells, it says the Spirit keeps telling us we're children of God. I know I'm a child of God. The Bible says so, but the Spirit of God tells me I'm his child forever and ever and ever. And the Spirit of adoption gives me an intimacy with God. He's my Father. And illustration I read of Dr. James Kennedy, who began evangelism explosion. He would go in his congregation, they would know him as Jim. And he and his wife had one little girl. And the little girl began, after a number of months, saying, hi, Jim. And so he took her aside and he said, honey, you know, thousands of people in this world, they can all call me Jim. But you are the only person in this entire world who can call me Daddy. So my name is Daddy. And she said, yes, Daddy. Yes, Father. Can you call God your Father? Was there a time when you were adopted? You recognized your sin before God. And the sin is totally accepted. God chooses the sinner. You see, when you're adopted, you're chosen, aren't you? And so it says in Ephesians 1 and 4, according as he's chosen us in Christ, ere the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And God has looked down on your life. You're here for a purpose, a reason this morning. And he's choosing you. He's choosing you. And if you're led by the Spirit of God, you can become a child of God. The adopted child is an heir to all things. So I'm asking you this morning, can you remember that you were actually took that moment and said, God, I've sinned against you. I want you into my heart. I want to make my life count. Because if I'm not adopted by God, I have no life. I have no life left. The only life I can have is Jesus. And he said, if any of you thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Jesus is the river in John 7:37. Out of his innermost being shall flow a river of living water. The joy, the assurance, the power. God is my Father. And behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we're called children of God. Of course, if children, then I'm an heir. Heir with God and joint heirs with Christ. And behold, now are we the children of God. Doesn't yet appear we shall be, but we know that when Jesus will appear, we'll be like him. We will see him as he is. Let's pray. Father, we read that you spared not your own son, but you gave him up for us all. And you said, now with him, you will freely give us all things. Boy, there's a lot of benefit of being your child, Father. And you are the most loving Father in the universe. And we recognize and realize that you loved us so much that you gave your only Son, that whoever will believe in him will not perish but have eternal life. It is my prayer, Lord, Father, that everyone here ask you into their heart and repent of their sins and say, Father, make me a child of God. While your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, I ask you to take this quiet moment and to repent of your sin. That just means to change your mind about God and to realize that he's a father and he died to make you his child. And if you've never asked Christ Jesus into your heart, you need to do this. The gift is free. He's paid the price. And now he's placed his loving hand on your heart today. If you will pray this prayer and mean it with all your heart, if you feel thirsty today, if the Spirit of God has led you, you say, Dear Father, I know I'm a sinner by birth, but I believe that Jesus died for my sin and bought me and paid the price for my sin, and you want to adopt me, so I receive you, Jesus, into my heart. Please make me your child. I believe this with all my heart. Forgive my sin and give me this incredible life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.